At American Legion Post 87 in High Point, North Carolina, the bar is jumping, even though some of the patrons are almost 70 years old.
November of 68 to April of 69.
That's Frederick Iannone talking about when he served in Vietnam. He's the commander of Post 87. Many of the vets at the post are his age or older.
The sad part is some of the older vets, the World War II, the Korean vets, they're passing on. You know, not good, you know, the Vietnam veterans so far, we're holding on.
Iannone, who's 68, says attracting younger members is hard. Post 87 won't shrink this year, partly because it's absorbing the members of a nearby post that shut down. But around the country, more than 2,000 Legion and VFW posts have closed, posts that, with their parades and scholarships and baseball leagues, had for decades been deeply woven into the fabric of their communities. Iannone believes young veterans will join when they're older and have more free time, but attracting some now is crucial.
We need the younger blood to carry on the fight, because now I tell them, the American Legion is the one that got you the right to go to a VA to get benefits.
Which brings up the other place, where the big veterans groups have been a major force in American society, Capitol Hill.
We're going to meet in here?
Sure.
You want to do a...
Raymond Kelly heads the VFW's lobbying and policy efforts. He's come to see Steve Robertson, who handles veterans issues for senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders.
When we found that, like 80% who qualify for health care and have some other form of insurance still use VA some of the time.
And proximity is another factor.
Yeah.
In years past, the Legion and VFW used their political muscle to win iconic benefits for veterans, like the GI Bill, and the Department of Veterans Affairs itself, which runs the nation's largest health care system. The groups are still political giants that can summon the wrath or the blessing of millions of voters.
We read a lot of legislation, we read a lot of reports that come out, and as we do that, we engage members of Congress. And we have a grassroots advocacy program that asks our members to engage with members back home. So even if we aren't as large, we will still have a big impact on policy moving forward.
But in order to keep that muscle, they need younger vets who've been slow to join the groups that their fathers and grandfathers used to frequent. Legion and VFW leaders have been encouraging posts to make themselves more family-friendly, to move away from the stereotype of old guys swapping war stories in smoky bars. This is a kid's pumpkin carving party at VFW Post 8469 in Fairfax, Virginia, where 29-year-old Walter Sweeney is commander.
The idea behind this event is to bring out some of the veterans with families and potentially some community members who are eligible to be members of the post but haven't heard of us.
Northern Virginia has lots of younger veterans, and Post 8469 wants to make them feel at home. It has a lively website and Facebook page, and at least once a quarter it tries something new, like the pumpkin carving.
I'm going to risk getting in trouble with higher-up VFW and say that we should have been where we are today 10 years ago in the way that we reach out to younger veterans, in the way that we organize our online media. You know, we can't just sit here and wait for people to walk in. We have to go out and get them.
But some posts won't even try to connect with young veterans, and they don't have to. They're independent, like franchises. And even for those that do try, if they aren't in places with lots of young veterans, then even fancy websites and pumpkin carvings might not be enough.
Does anybody want a cookie for the road?
Oh, we'll take it.
I'm Jay Price, reporting.